you can probably say.
The next one is.
Is your, you're up next.
I'm just gonna grab my file.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And I could just walk out.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys so much.
So you'll get a letter from us in about a week or so, then it's over Bridgeport, and I'll give a timeframe, so take that into Bridgeport Police Department or talk to the sergeant.
Okay, sure. Thank you guys so much, thank you.
Have a good one.
This is case number 23793. Sergeant Hoffman, identify yourself again.
Matthew Hoffman, Sergeant, Bridgeport PD.
Brief opening statement.
The appellant was denied due to a background check. The appellant was denied for suitability pertaining to an incident on April 6, 2017 at the location of South and Iranston Ave within the city of Bridgeport. The appellant was, and I apologize for looking at my phone, the initial report was not included in my case file here. The appellant was identified as a suspect in a, I believe, armed robbery.
Excuse me. Was he informed of the nature of the charges as to why his permit was denied? Because I don't see that in the file.
Again, I apologize, and I was not the individual that signed off on this.
I think that's important. He needs to know what he's supposed to be defending against, and I didn't see that from what I saw.
There are multiple pages that I couldn't read.
Yeah, yeah. Not your fault.
Again, I do apologize. I will try to get a better system going forward.
Yeah, I couldn't read details of that South Iranistan incident, nor could I read the appellant's appeal.
So the letter the appellant received stated that, through reviewing your application and background checks, the decision is that you are currently unsuitable. Per the chief of police, you are denied due to suitability pertaining to an incident on April 6, 2017 at South and Iranistan.
So did you get a copy of that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's his denial letter.
Yes, sir, okay. I got that same copy.
Okay.
And again, that report does not appear to have been included in this case. I don't know if you all were provided with that. I did just have one of the administrative assistants send it to my email so that way I had some basis to go forward because it was not included in here.
Yeah, we just know that it was an incident on that date. Yeah.
Yes. If you'd like, I can read off the report for you.
I guess what I'm most concerned about is, did he get the details of what you're about to say?
I only got what he read.
I'm sorry?
I only had what he read, the denial letter.
Just that.
No details.
No details at all.
No.
So you see where it's kind of unfair of him to prepare a defense if he doesn't know exactly what he's being charged with.
Are you aware of the incident that was in question?
Yeah.
The letter?
Well, yes, I know about the incident because around the time detectives, they came to my house, but nothing was pursued, and I have no criminal record.
You're aware of that incident?
Yes, yes. I'm aware of what they're talking about, but I'm not aware of what went on, you know?
Understood.
Yeah.
You seem to be aware of the incident.
Okay, so, yes, do we proceed?
Well, but going forward, it would be important to describe, 100%
agreement.
Obviously describe in more detail. But we don't know the details of your department to deny him on suitability.
Yes.
So I'd like to hear about that.
So do you have an opening statement, sir?
Well, I just like to say, you know, the situation, it just occurred in the area that I grew up in. I've been over there all my childhood life, and I never was in trouble with the law, no criminal record. So, you know, they tried to talk to me. We called them. My lawyer told me that I didn't have to go, but I could. But I just, you know, if I don't have to, I don't have to. And like I said, nothing came up of it. No charges were filed. I have no criminal record.
Okay.
Let's hear why he's unsuitable based on this incident.
Okay, based on the April 6, 2017. Essentially what occurred was, to give you a brief synopsis, individuals were in Bridgeport selling a computer. At the time, they had agreed to meet at the intersection of South and Iranistan. The two victims, I'm not sure if I can name them here, but the two victims were approached. at which point an individual described as a black male entered the back seat of the vehicle, pulled out a small black handgun, and then demanded the computer and threatened to shoot both victims. The victims provided the individual with the computers to avoid any further confrontation. Before exiting the vehicle, the suspect then struck one of the victims in the right eye with the firearm. The suspect then got into a vehicle and left. They were able to get a plate on the vehicle. Officer Perry at the time was able to see the suspect vehicle and saw the passenger throw something out of the window in the Marina Village housing complex near Building 16. Before Officer Perry was able to conduct the motor vehicle stop, he observed the passenger door open and a black male jump out and run. Officer Perry stopped the suspect vehicle and detained the operator, who was later identified as Ricardo Richards. Am I allowed to use names for other individuals?
Other than him.
Yes. Ricardo Richards was handcuffed and seated in front of Officer Perry's cruiser. The weapon's serial number came back clean and not stolen. The weapon was inventoried and turned into the property room along with 8 live rounds. Officers on scene canvassed the immediate area, attempting to locate the suspect who had fled the scene. Description was that it was a black male, stocky build, wearing a green Nike shirt and blue jeans. At this time, the suspect was not located. The detective who had this case had retired, and that's why there was a lapse, it appears. Follow-up calls to the victims went unanswered. So due to no cooperation, the case was closed.
So is there any evidence that the appellant was at all involved?
I apologize. That's all the information that I have.
Has you reviewed that now? Are you still concerned about
suitability? After reviewing it, I wasn't able to locate that file throughout the week, but the only issue that I have with suitability in this case was it appears that he was arrested several times, in which he stated on his application that he was not arrested. So that would be the only suitability issue that I had.
Were those arrests supported by convictions?
I don't have that information in front of me, unfortunately.
Okay, so if theoretically there were arrests and they were dismissed or taken a program, he can legally check, no, he's never been arrested. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So we don't know if he...
I do not know. So I just know that on the app, again, apologize. I was only put in this position last week. But the, to my understanding, the application states, have you ever been arrested before? And then it states, additionally, have you ever been convicted?
Yeah, but what's it say after the arrest? Have you ever been arrested?
I'd have to find his application. It says, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction? Yes. If yes, list all arrests and getting charges, location, dates, arrests, and dispositions.
And then the notice.
You are not required to disclose the existence of any arrests, criminal charge, or convictions, the records of which have been erased pursuant to Connecticut General Statute. I don't know if we were provided with any...
I don't see a SPRC or anything in our yeah. package that shows that he has any convictions.
I agree with you.
So, I mean, I know this is your first time doing this, but and that you weren't responsible
and I didn't
for putting
put this
package together.
Yes.
I get that. Nobody's blaming you.
Yes,
but the issuing authority has the burden of proof to show why this person is unsuitable. And sitting here today, you have no evidence you can introduce to the board that he was involved with that incident on Thursday.
I'm in complete agreement with you.
Okay. Thank you.
I make a motion that we find for the appellant under the circumstances.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to find for the appellant?
Aye. Thank you all.
I think we're setting precedent for the